This meeting of the Inspector General Selection and Retention Committee is called to order at 10:32 this morning, October 30th, 2024. Will you all please stand for the pledge of allegiance? I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call. Are you going to do roll? Oh, no. All right.
Karen Bowling, Mayor's Office.
J.J. Dixon, Deputy Commission.
Charlie Cofer, Public Defender.
James Bodden, Fourth Circuit.
Steve Siegel, State Attorney's Office.
Thank you, and thank you all for being present this morning. We will drop down to the first item of business, which is all business. And for the minutes from the June 4th meeting, has everyone had an opportunity to review those minutes?
Yes, please.
I move approval of the minutes.
Second.
It's been moved by Mr. Cofer and second by Ms. Bowling to accept these minutes. Are there any questions on the motion? If not, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Are there any nays? Thank you, the minutes are approved. Now, we're down to the business, which is sort of old business. We're just getting started.
Okay.
We're on item number two of old business. Just approved the minutes from the previous meeting. I know that they've already been approved, but I will give you an opportunity to acknowledge whether or not you have any questions about the previous meeting's minutes.
Oh, I apologize, John. Sorry.
Okay.
Wasn't there as a kid. That's good.
I didn't know if you had an opportunity to review them immediately.
I did.
Okay, I appreciate that. Under the business, now we're going to discuss the salary. We know that at the last meeting, we were able to go through the performance evaluation together and review that. I don't think there were any additional, are there any additional questions, suggestions, or anything concerning the performance evaluation? And then if not, we'll jump right into a discussion, a follow-up discussion on the salary. I think when we talked the last time, and someone can help me remember this, but I think that we were waiting for the city to make a decision on what they were going to give to the employees across the board, and I believe that has been done at this point.
That's correct.
Okay. I also remember that, and I'm so sorry, I can't remember the young lady's name that was in here, but I thought she said that they thought there would be a 4% increase at that time, so that's kind of what we were taking into consideration. But I understand that 4% didn't happen, it's actually 3%.
3%.
So the floor is open now for discussion.
I was looking at the salary history for Inspector General, and just for those of you all who have not been here for this long of a time, initially under the contract, he was hired at $200,000, and there was a provision for a special pay increase of $15,000, and if he obtained his Inspector General certificate, that was done in fairly short order, so that was put in August of 2022. There were additional increases over the year for merit base, and so my understanding, he's presently at 237,178,68. His evaluation performance performance evaluation shows that he is doing a commendable job. I look at the reports and the courtesy copies that are sent to us, and I do appreciate the thorough job that's coming out. My calculations, if we are consistent, the 3% raise would amount to $7,115.36, which in addition to where he is at now would bring him to $244,294, which is still within the maximum range. So those are just my observations.
Part of my ignorance in looking at the history is, was the performance increase in 23, which is 3 weeks after the general increase, was that per contract? I don't have any information as to what was the catalyst for an additional increase.
Through the chair, if I may, to Councilmember Boylan, the way my evaluation process works is because it's a four-year term appointment, each year, in March of each year, I'm evaluated, and at that point in time, the committee makes a determination as to whether or not a merit pay increase is recommended.
So the review was done in March, but this increase wasn't until October?
That's correct, because there have been delays in the process for various reasons.
What's just your access to that? I'm interested in context and making sure it's incorporated into the fiscal year.
No, the reason for the delays had nothing to do with the fiscal year or the calendar year. It was purely administrative. We were in the middle of an evaluation process, or excuse me, a reaccreditation process, and there were some questions as to whether or not we'd be reaccredited, and the committee wanted to wait until those things were determined before they decided whether or not there was a merit increase.
In terms of the range, the maximum and the minimum range, is that based upon the survey of other comparable positions in other counties in Arkansas? For the record,
that's correct.
Thank you. I'm just playing catch up.
My understanding is, from the inception, we have kind of never been in sync.
That's
with
correct.
The contract. And so it's always like we're about 6 months behind in actually making the decision on recommendations for the raises. So.
Through the chair, just a comment. I think the Inspector General knows how much I value the work that he and his team do, but with the anticipated budget deficit that we're anticipating, we haven't been able to give any raises to so many people who are deserving. And so at this point, I would have to vote no, but it would not be any reflection of the Inspector General's performance in any way. The only thing that we might want to consider is taking that 3% and backdating it and to when the review was scheduled, back in April?
Yes, ma'am.
So instead of that having taken effect in October, to move it back, but just a suggestion.
Thank you. Anyone else? Mr. LaSalle, since this does concern your salary, I will give you an opportunity if there's anything else that you'd like to say.
Through the chair to the entire committee, first and foremost, I appreciate everything that the committee has done for our office. We have come a long way in the last 3 years. A lot of that has to do with the staff. I'd like to think that my leadership has a little part to do with it, but most of the accolades reside with the staff. They've done a tremendous job. So it's difficult for me to try to advocate for myself, knowing that the city is in a tight financial position. I fully recognize that. The salary range for me right now is between 217 at the low end, 270 at the high end. I'm currently at 244 with the 3% raise. So I understand there's financial restrictions. So it's hard for me to, to speak for myself or to ask for more money considering the circumstances. But if you look at this as a spectrum of, low end to high end, I would like to think based on my performance, I'm performing at the high end of the spectrum. The salary range, like I said, for my position is up to 270, and I'm currently at 244. I have a year left on my contract, and then who knows what will happen a year from now. Excuse me, March of 26, I believe, is when my contract expires. So looking at the graduation of the spectrum, I think, you know, I leave it to the committee. Based on my performance and based on the fiscal constraints of the city, I understand anything that you, you know, come up with and respect that decision.
Thank you. I would just like to also commend you on your work. In working with your office and your staff, it's been to you, and I appreciate that. And so I just wanted to say personally that I appreciate what you and your staff do for the city.
Thank you.
Specifically to this committee to do their work.
Thank you.
At this time, are there any other comments, questions, something that needs to be clarified? If not, I would entertain a motion.
I move, from the State Attorney's Office, Steve Siegel, I move Ms. Bowling's suggestion to make the 3% retroactive to earlier this year, whether it was March or April at the time of the original evaluation report.
I'll second it for discussion.
Thank you. It's been moved and second that we move forward with the 3% retro back to, we need to clarify if it's going to be March or April.
Say March.
Retro back to March of 2024. Discussion.
Can we, through the chair, does anyone have a calculation for that translates into in terms of an annual back?
I'm sorry, in terms of?
What the number is at that point
in time? I think it would take it to the 244, yeah. 294, 4 cents.
Okay.
Yes, it's the, if you, do you have this?
I do.
Okay, it's the title of the first one, 244, 294.
I had an older version. I didn't have that.
Pretty good math. Pretty good math.
Pardon my ignorance again. So the 244 is the rate, annual rate, but the impact is going to be greater because we have to go back to pay him. So that 3% increase goes back to March.
Correct.
Okay. So if his annual income for this year will be higher than that.
Because that would have started in October.
That would have started in October. We're backing up essentially.
Discussion. Do we have public? Is there anyone from the public here that would like to make a comment? Seeing none. And hearing no more discussion. Are you ready? All ready to vote. All in favor of the motion to move forward with the 3% retro back to March 2024. Please let it be known by saying aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposers? I believe it was unanimous. Thank you all for that. And again, thank you for all that you do in your office. Is there any other business at this time? No other business? And I see no, well, I'll just ask again, are there any comments from the public? Seeing no public comments, this meeting is adjourned at 10:46 a.m.